The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Can relate to what I put up with, that would be the one and only Rich Eisen.
My
who
brother!
Is gracing our screen, climbing up to the time for us. Rich, you know what it's like to deal with all these big personalities, and it is so good to see you. Big hug here from the East Coast. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. That was a brilliant montage that I got to tell you. Stephen A., I am appreciative. I am sending just the utmost of kudos. What a virtuoso performance. However, I'm genuinely concerned that you broke Michael Irvin. And we've got two shows coming up this weekend. And it's 8.5 hours of television.
Yes.
I'm genuinely nervous that the job you pulled, the dirtiness with which you, shall we say, delivered your sentiments, concerns me greatly.
Well, I want to say a couple of things. First things first, we got to get the pleasantries out of the way. Give my love to the wonderful wife, Susie, to send my best. We got to make sure we do that, okay? That's my girl right there. She and I go back years, okay? So I got to give love to her. That's number one. And number two, it's an honor and a privilege to have one of the people that's responsible for ESPN being all that it is, like yourself, man. Always great to see you. Now, I want to ask this question. You know, as you watch those Cowboys collapse the way that they did, I know you talk about how worried you are about Michael Irvin, but, I mean, what purpose does he serve now? I mean, I just got to ask that question. I mean, you know.
This guy
sat up there and
Could
he encouraged.
Be any listen, more disrespectful?
Look at the grid. He encouraged people to buy non-refundable tickets to SoFi.
Yes.
Okay. So he cost them money. Okay. And you see how devastated those Cowboy fans were. I mean, what purpose does Michael Irvin
Rich,
serve for you
myself
now,
from
Rich
this.
Eisen? What purpose does he serve?
Well, you know what? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. I do believe that at some point on either Saturday or Sunday's NFL game day morning, he will serve the same purpose for us as he did for you on Monday.
Right.
I don't believe it will be as lengthy or as, again, dirty as you did. Like, I don't believe we will have a cowboy hat and a cigar and show a montage of crying Cowboy fans.
Why not?
But, you know, I think you've occupied that space so expertly. We can't, there's no there anymore. I mean, this guy right here in particular is, you know, I think an all-time meme. So look, I'm concerned for his mental well-being moving forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, on top of it, the fact that you might now have gotten in his head about my catching abilities and the fact that I have not dropped a ball in the demo segments on game day morning yet all year long. And I have said on this set, on this show, let me get it right there, right behind me, that I will not drop a pass the rest of this post-game, post-season shows. I think I might have a throwing and catching contest with Michael coming up in the next few days to actually even give you more material.
Talk to me. Rich Eisen never drops the ball.
I personally don't think it's necessary. You've already caught more passes than the Cowboys receivers.
Oh,
I mean, I personally don't think it's necessary at all. But let's get into the game.
Let me get – Can I ask a question? There's something I want to know. Because obviously, Rich, all we talk about is the quarterback storylines, narratives, and I eat it all up. I love all of it. So tell me this. In your opinion, which quarterback winning would be the best storyline or the most legacy-defining?
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, I could go in the direction of, say, Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the Buffalo Bills have been dreaming of somebody like him to arrive, and not just someone like him in the way that he performs to spank the Patriots out of the playoffs after two decades of being spanked by them. And we could say about Joe Burrow and Tannehill, obviously, the first timers are the obvious ones, but there's only one answer, and it's Tom Brady. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Tom Brady goes back to back, the number of times I have said anything of the following, or you have, anybody on either network, any network, if Tom Brady does fill in the blank, well, then he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He has put more and more space between him and everyone else. If he goes back to back for the first time since he went back to back, then we will place him in a further stratosphere that no one will ever reach.
Wait.
You know, that's the answer.
1 second on that, Rich, though. Isn't his legacy already cemented? Don't you feel like we already know Brady's the GOAT? He already has all those rings. I guess I'm sort of leading the witness here, is what Stephen A. calls it. Yes. I'm guilty of often on this show. But wouldn't you say it's more so Aaron Rodgers? I mean, with all the offseason talk about him and getting that monkey off his back of winning another than Brady?
Well, I mean, we could say, you know, again, sure. Obviously, him winning two puts him on Bart Starr's footing in terms of number of championships won by a Green Bay Packers quarterback. But we're still talking about second place, and maybe that makes your point that Brady's already reached a certain level that he can't actually scrape a ceiling or break through another ceiling. And I say that that's what sports is about, that, you know, greed, for the lack of a better word, is good. That's the way he operates, and that's why Brady is unlike anyone else.
Rich, if anybody knows sports, it's you. If anybody knows what the people want in sports, it's you. Super Bowl matchup, ideal Super Bowl matchup. Out of what? Right. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, the crew. I mean, everything. What's the best Super Bowl matchup for the people in your eyes?
You said it. It's Brady Mahomes. To see Brady try and do it one more time and to see Mahomes get one more crack at Brady, and then the guy that we're all assuming is going to be as terrific as he currently is for as long as Brady has done it, and Mahomes, for Brady to beat him twice then in back-to-back years, I think we would be all pulled up in front of the screen to see Brady do it again. Obviously, Green Bay is an incredibly popular franchise, and to see Rodgers go against Mahomes as well, those would be the matchups I would throw out, one and two.
No, right, for there. Sure. You know, Rich Eisen, in 1996, Jay-Z always says that's when his career really kicked off. But also, you know, another guy, and I've asked you to look forward in this show, and I'd like to flashback. And can we please show a young Rich Eisen here making his
Sports
Center?
Oh, God, that's my first
Sports
Center.
Dave, yes, it is.
Yes.
Rich, talk me through this, just seeing this, the memories that come to mind.
Well, first of all, pour one out for the lid. That's the first thing. secondly, I just remember that day was a March Madness Sweet 16 day. And I remember it was a Saturday of March Madness. And Larry Beal was the my co-anchor. And I remember thinking to myself as I went down, and there were about 15 highlights in the show, and I had only seen one before. I said, I have two choices. I can either pee down my leg or go down and do the show. And interestingly enough, I found an option C. I did both. And thankfully, I survived it. I will never forget that day. It was a game changer, if you will.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
one of the best in the business for so many years.
Without
and
question.
You continue to be rich. And let me just say this.
Thanks.
The fact that you remember that show so well from 1996 just shows why you are so good at your job. The fact that you're remembering highlights, I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Right.
So that's why there's levels to this, and I can only aspire.
Well, I will say this. No matter how
Stephen.
Great we have seen Rich Eisen be over the years,
oh gosh,
I just get a sense that this weekend, he will eclipse himself. I just get a sense. Seeing Michael Irvin, because you got to remember, Michael Irvin was off the air when Dallas lost. They haven't seen Michael Irvin yet.
Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be beautiful.
I love that laugh, man.
It's gonna be beautiful, man.
It's gonna be my job. It's gonna be my job to build him back up, right?
Really?
because, you know, we have shows to do. And then, you know, just kind of like throw darts at him, like spit darts, just kind of like give him one in the neck that he doesn't see coming. That's what I plan on doing. And I have a just this notion in the sense that, Stephen A., that you invited Michael on to First Take on Mondays with the master plan that he would be on the set and you would be the first to have him on live television the day after. You knew Dallas Cowboys would ultimately disappoint him with a one-and-done performance in the playoffs.
It wasn't like, some secret plan. It was one grand caper. It wasn't some secret plan. I told him. I said to him, y'all will not win a playoff game, okay? And you going to be right in front of me that Monday. You're going to lose on a Sunday, first playoff weekend, and you're going to be right next to me, right in front of me, Monday morning. I said, so just brace yourself. And stupidly, not only did he bloviate about what they were going to do, he convinced Cowboy fans across the globe they were going to do it. So all of them are miserable.
Oh, my goodness.
He only knows one speed.
It's a beautiful mind. A beautiful mind here, Rich Eisen. It is so good to see you. Right. We'll be watching you this weekend on NFL Network. Please come back and join
appreciate
us again soon. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anytime. You know that. Good to see you guys.
See you soon.
Okay. We'll talk soon.
Thanks again for the invite. Thanks, Stephen.
Of course.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Okay, here's the deal. So we're all well aware that the Dallas Cowboys did not live up to the hype. We saw how that ended, losing their first playoff game, the botch ending of the play, the 14 penalties, all that stuff. And then we move over to the Lakers, that star-studded cast, and they also have not lived up to the hype, and it's been a bit of a disaster as well. So to get into this subject, we need a roundtable here. Can we please get Marcus Spears, Stephen A., and Kendrick Perkins? And I will ask you this, and I'm going to start with you, Swagoo, here. Which franchise has been the bigger disappointment? Is it the Cowboys or the Lakers right now?
It's the Lakers, and I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking overall.
Yep.
I'm talking this year. It's the Los Angeles Lakers, because what you expected with these veterans, what you expected with a team that's being led by LeBron James, for them to have figured it out by now, for them to be one of the elite teams in the West, how far they fall and not being able to get Russ involved in how they want to go forward and play. We saw this team beat the Jazz with the others. They played defense. They played with effort, played with energy. LeBron's still doing his thing, but nobody's surprised about that. What we're surprised about is the fact that this team is not being mentioned in the same breath with everybody else. And understanding AD has been out, understanding that Russ has not found his footing. This team, when they got Malik Monk to try to come in and help on the defensive end with shooting. So it's the Lakers, because we all want it. And I remember talking about this before the season started. We all thought that the trajectory was the Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets in the end of the year and them going at it to win a NBA championship. All of that is gone. That's gone. Lakers ain't getting to the championship. So to me, that's the biggest disappointment.
You know what? I didn't want to come on here and beef with you today, Swagoo, but we got to make hamburgers, because you tripping, dog. You tripping. Listen, here's the thing. First of all, let me tell you, the Lakers have a bunch of senior citizens that are on the tail end of their career basically saying, we're going to give it one last shot, okay? One last shot. The oldest team in the league. We're talking about guys that are over the age of 35, except for a few of them. Okay, that's one thing. But let's not let the Cowboys off the hook. And I'm so happy that I ended our relationship 2 years ago because I got tired of being disappointed. I got tired of being fooled throughout the regular season with them going 11-4. When you look at the Cowboys currently constructed, they have a culture on both sides of the ball of young talent that they could ride for the next 6 years. And when I hear you come on here and say a guy that has eat, sleep, and breathe Dallas Cowboy Nation all year long and telling me how Dakota, whatever his name, Prescott is, and how
Rain,
they run
Dakota.
Football and all that. He wasn't raining nothing the other day. He wasn't raining nothing. He was throwing it to me. So don't come on here. Listen, the Cowboys by far, Jerry's World, Jerry Jones.
We about to fight.
All that
we about
by
to fight.
Far
yes.
is more disappointing than the Los Angeles Lakers. First round, and then he okay. lost to Jimmy G, who's, by the way, at the bottom tier of quarterbacks.
Y'all finished?
Stephen A., go ahead. Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. I got a lot to say. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have much to say, so you'll have the floor to say it after I finish saying what I have to say. Kendrick Perkins, you're very, very, very wrong. And here's the reason
so
why.
Wrong.
Here's the reason why. Number one, as Zach Galifianakis said in one of my favorite comedy movies, The Campaign, with Will Ferrell, I'm bringing my brooms because it's a mess.
I'm bringing my brooms.
That's what the Lakers are. They're an absolute mess. And none of us expected that. But here's the biggest reason why you're wrong, Kendrick Perkins. You gave up on the Dallas Cowboys 2 years ago, like you just said. I certainly had never had any expectations for them. They weren't going anywhere. You know, so what the hell is there to be fooled by? We all knew what they were going to do. You just officially gave up on the team because you had enough. But the fact of the matter is, we all knew they were going to fold like a cheap tent. We all knew they weren't going to win a playoff game. They didn't really have any expectations. They had hope. They had hope. There was people praying literally at the game. Did you see him? Yeah. Did you see him while they were crying, Kendrick Perkins? Did you see him at the game praying? Literally in the football stands praying. You understand? Because they had hope. But no expectation. The expectation was that they were going to do exactly what they did. And sure enough, right on schedule, that's what they did, Kendrick
okay.
Perkins. And you saw it, and that's why you gave up on them. You live in Texas, and you gave up on them 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years ago. I'm sorry, 2 years mm-hmm. ago. You said, I'm mm-hmm. done. You walked the streets of Texas, and I think it's safe to say you can't hide from nobody. You too big for that. You can't hide from nobody, and you ain't thinking about hiding. You walked around Texas and said, yo, I'm sick of this team. They stink. They always nope. disappoint me, and they ain't going to do anything. Texas, you
no,
did it.
No, but that's what you that's where you're wrong. I didn't give up on the Cowboys because of the team. I gave up on the Cowboys because what was transpiring throughout the world at the time, and that Jerry Jones didn't speak up and say a damn word. That's okay. what made me walk away from the Cowboys.
Right. Now, that's the first time I heard you explain that one. I didn't know that was the reason. I didn't know that was the reason. But either
okay.
way, you still didn't expect.
Can I rebut?
Well, go ahead.
Can I have my rebuttal? Because yeah. I love to fight with my little big bro because it's all honest. See, Perk, here's the thing. Because you know how much I love the Cowboys. And like Stephen A. See, Stephen A. got to whoop Michael Irvin when the Cowboys lose. Because he know that I'm true. I'm honest and true about who the Cowboys are. I'm going to go with the ebbs and flows of
that.
My football team.
I don't know about that.
When they win. Stephen A., let me finish explaining.
Okay.
Have you ever heard me on your show say the Dallas Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl?
No, but I heard you say they were going to win playoff games.
I thought they would win one playoff game. I was wrong about one game. I was wrong about one game. Right? The sun shined on you a lot. You were wrong about a couple things that we've had on this show a number of times before. So
I'm
let's
right.
not even
I'm,
get
I'm,
into
I'm,
that because I'm
even right when
work.
I'm wrong. But go ahead.
Oh,
I'm even right when I'm wrong. But go ahead.
Well, no. No, you're not. 2019 was an epic year. Anyway, Perk, here's the thing, bro. Here's
what?
The thing. When you come at me about the Cowboys, because you know I love the team.
Yeah.
You have, me and you sit on our podcast, Swagoo and Perk podcast. We just sat and taped our 12th episode. Didn't I give you the three tiers of disaster for the Dallas Cowboys? Didn't I just tell you the truth about what this team was? And when we get to a point where everybody starts to understand that, yes, I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, but I'm honest about the Dallas Cowboys.
Here's what we're going to do. And we have like 1 second, so you can only give me a one-word answer. Who wins a title first, Lakers or Cowboys? Stephen A. first.
Who wins a title first?
Yeah, Lakers or Cowboys. Who's going to get a ring next?
Lakers.
Perk?
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Oh.
Marcus?
Lakers.
All right. To be continued. Got to go to break. We're up against it. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. As Stephen A. says, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. The reigning NFL MVP has won the award 3 times and is leading the odds to win it again this year. The talent when you watch him on the field is obviously undeniable, but the one sticking point has been the jewelry, only one ring, and that was in 2011. So Rodgers begins his playoffs Saturday, looking to finally reach that second Super Bowl after losing last year's NFC Championship to the Bucks. Rodgers has lost 4 straight conference title games since winning his first in 2011. And now Bart Scott is here looking for trouble. That's what I'm told.
I want all the smoke. I miss all this smoke. Welcome back, brother.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it, bro.
I like the fit. Good to see you.
Oh, by the way, can y'all do me a favor, please? We got another show in my ear. Could y'all get it out? I tried to hide it, but could you get it out my ear, please? Thank you very much.
I thought it was the voice of God talking.
Tell me about it.
That's what I thought it was.
All right. On that note, does Rodgers need another Super Bowl to be considered amongst the all-time greats?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, because what happens is we become prisoners of the moment, right? And listen, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? Absolutely. But it's levels to the Hall of Fame, right? And right now, the person that's sitting at the top is Tom Brady. But underneath that is guys like Joe Montana, John Elway. And what did those guys do that A'Ron didn't do? They took their teams to Super Bowls. You just talked about it. He's lost. We've seen A'Ron, the baddest man on the planet, lose last week to the greatest quarterback of all time. But we've seen other guys that were mere mortals go into Green Bay, Lambeau Field, and send him packing. So I don't think he just needs one. I think he needs 2 more. Because it's a different level and it's a different, you know, criteria when you talk about the greatest or the best of the best. So right now, Aaron Rodgers has a lot of work to do. Maybe this year is the first one or the last one that he gets.
So let me get this straight, Bart Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it because I think he needs another Super Bowl. Is it true that you're quoted as saying he actually needs 2 more?
2 more.
2 more.
Yep.
Why 2?
Because it's a rare, you think about Ben Roethlisberger, he has 2. Now, we would all agree that maybe Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
But titles matter, right? We play to win the game.
Well, evidently, it doesn't matter in certain respects. We got Aaron Rodgers as one of the greatest ever. Ben Roethlisberger has never been considered on his level or better. And we've all known for a decade that Ben Roethlisberger has 2 Super Bowls and Aaron Rodgers has 1. So, obviously, that's not true. Number 2, and more importantly, here's where I'm so disappointed in you.
Mm.
I'm just so disappointed in you. You look good, but the reality of the situation is that you got older just like the rest of us.
Mm.
There's a level of appreciation that you should have for being as great as you are while extra dust is collected on that birth certificate. Who is the reigning league MVP? That would be Aaron Rodgers.
That would be A'Ron.
Who's about to win back-to-back MVPs in all likelihood? I mean, it's a guess, but he's right there in the conversation. He may win it in some people's eyes. He's possibly the favorite. That would be Aaron Rodgers. How old is he, Bart Scott?
38
years old, man. He's 38. And by the way, the brother has won. He, listen,
He's gone the last how many weeks here? One, two, three, four, five. The last 8 weeks without an interception. He's thrown two interceptions since September 12th.
How many playoff
he's
wins?
Got, yeah.
How many, the bad man, how many playoff wins does that get him?
I'm not trying to say the brother doesn't have to win a Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. I think this year would be very bad for Aaron Rodgers if he doesn't win, considering the team.
You're much less bold with him when we talk about the playoffs.
Because let me
your
come
energy
around.
Changes quite a bit when he brought up the playoffs.
This is Bart Scott. This is Bart Scott here. I know it. I know he knows football inside and out, so I got to be on my game. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. I'm not trying to say he doesn't need to win a Super Bowl. Please don't get me wrong. I know that much. But I'm thinking if he wins this year, with Patrick Mahomes, with Josh Allen, with Tom Brady, with Matthew Stafford, with Joe Burrow. If he wins this year at age 38, and he win a league MVP, a second back-to-back. Come on now.
Listen.
You can't ignore that.
The playing field has never been so level. This thing is wide open. So I think winning this one, when it's no clear definitive favorite, they are the definitive favorite. So if he wins this year, it is less impressive than the one that he got his first one when he came in as a wild card seed. And listen, I'll bring it back to your sport. I'll bring it back to basketball. So you're telling me that Steve Nash, because all his MVPs is the top five point guard? Would you say that?
Steve Nash what?
It's the top five greatest point guards of all time.
You know what? I've thought about that. I mean, there are people that make, like Eddie Johnson and others, who make a very legitimate case for him to be in the top five. Now, for me personally, it's Irvin Magic Johnson, it's Steph Curry, it's Oscar Robertson, it's Isaiah Thomas, and then I think about CP3. That's how I
think.
But I can't knock others that say Steve Nash or Jason Kidd, for example.
That's my point. My point is the same point that you're making. I'm just using it in the football sense. Because if he wins the title this year, are you putting him above Joe Montana?
No.
Are you putting him above John Elway?
Hold on, let me say this to you. I might, but let me say this to you. Just so you know what my position is for the record. Mm-hmm. As a talent, not resume. Mm-hmm. Clearly not resume. As a talent, I think Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
So...
I think Dan Marino was elite. He was big time. It ain't his fault that Miami didn't win the Super Bowl. Mark Super Duper, Mark Clayton, Chuck Muncy and those boys. But Don Shula, the great late Don Shula, God rest his soul, never gave the man a defense. So I don't blame Dan Marino for that. But still, I still didn't consider Dan Marino better than Aaron Rodgers.
So Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't win this year, or if he wins this year,
if he wins,
he becomes the Steve Nash of quarterback. That's what Stephen A. Smith is saying.
I think Aaron Rodgers is the Steve Nash of football. I think Aaron Rodgers is better than the Steve Nash of football. I think Aaron Rodgers with a Super Bowl championship this year. Okay, when you talk about Brady and Montana because of the number of Super Bowl finals.
What about Peyton? Are you putting him above Peyton with two? You can't put him above Peyton.
Listen,
A-Rod is 38 years old.
I don't have to put him below Peyton.
Yeah, you do.
Listen, that second Super Bowl Peyton Manning had, that was because of that defense. Peyton Manning's arm was shot. You know that.
But I'm not disrespecting Peyton Manning, the great Peyton Manning.
Nothing but respect for
him. You weren't going into Peyton Manning's house and beating him in the playoffs. That's for sure.
I've seen Peyton Manning lose in the playoffs.
Well, I sent him home.
Okay, exactly. So Aaron Rodgers, what I'm saying to you, Aaron Rodgers is up there with anybody. Now, obviously, resume-wise, because he doesn't have the Super Bowl titles that Brady has, we get that. But as a talent, from the quarterback position, who better? Who better?
So that means he's already scheduled to fall behind Mahomes because Mahomes already on a different trajectory.
Oh, wait a minute. You can talk about different trajectory all you want to. Last time I checked, Bart Scott cared about resume. Bart Scott cared about tenure. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes did what he did, but could you do it for a decade?
Yeah.
Could you do it for 15 years? I didn't recall Bart Scott being a dude that you could show up like a baby, be there for 2 years, and all of a sudden you're anointed, and that's that. Bart Scott? The Bart Scott I know and love?
I did 11.
Bart Scott want to go, could you do it for a decade? Could you do it for 15 years? I've seen you tell other players
what you going to do. Playoffs.
A-Ron did.
Four NFC championship game losses. If
send
he loses
to the
this one again in the division round, that's a
that's
problem.
That's why I said he cannot lose this year. But we're saying if he wins this year at age 38, he wins league MVP.
He's not a normal 38-year-old. He didn't play his first 4 years. So he doesn't have the wear and tear.
First three.
So that's what I'm saying. saying, right. He has some ground to make up because he doesn't have
Come
the
on,
games
man.
Played.
A lot of these guys don't have the winning tip because the game of football is played differently now, and you know that better than me. So stop that.
You put him above Brett Favre? I thought that was
Brett Favre.
Listen,
Brett Favre.
Yes.
Brett
yes.
Favre.
You,
yeah.
You just
I do that now.
You just
I do that now.
Everything.
I do that right now.
You know what? Everything yes. you
resume.
Just did, you
Brett
undid.
Favre.
With that, Brett with that Brett Favre saying,
resume, Mr. Wrangler
Jean,
Mr. Wrangler
Jean, you did. I was
same.
Rocking with you that whole segment,
can,
and then you tried to put
that?
Brett Favre
can
ahead.
Can I retract that?
No, but I
got
to say one thing. My one other, hold on. We got to go to break, but my one other issue with your argument, I don't like that nickname, A.A. Ron. Can we dead that?
Okay.
No more. No more A.A. Ron.
Right. Please.
We call him Keanu Neal there. We call him the
He above Brett Favre right now.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of f***ed up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17 to 18 and 19 year olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24 year old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
All right, time for some quick takes. After his team's third straight loss, Memphis coach Penny Hardaway sounding off, obviously frustrated. Stephen A., your reaction.
Can y'all knock this, take this video out and put me on camera, please? I want me on camera right now. Let me say this to Penny Hardaway. I am a fan. I want everybody to know this. I'm a fan of Penny Hardaway. He's a great dude. And I think he's doing a hell of a job at Memphis. First 3 years there, he's won 20 games. 20, 21, 22 games, first 3 years. They struggling as of recently because of the reasons that he said. Penny Hardaway, I believe, is a damn good coach who's only going to get better and better. And we know he's a hell of a recruiter. And Memphis should be lucky to have him. Having said all of that, let me say this to you, Penny. That does you no good, bro. Don't do that. Yeah, the media and, you know, they might ask you questions that you don't like, they might write things about you, you don't appreciate or whatever. You've been around a long time. You played in the NBA for 15 years. You ain't new to this, bro. You in the movies, the movie Blue Chips with Shaq and the crew. I like that movie and Nick Nolte and all of them. Damn it, you were in the movies for crying out loud. You played in the NBA for 15 years. And now you're a leader of young men. Unfortunately, unfairly, you cannot be a black man in that position and lose your cool the way that you did. And that works to your benefit, bro. There's too much you got to give those kids. There's too much you got to give college basketball. There's too much you have to give society as a whole, considering the influence that you're going to have on young men, to let these folks get to you and lose your cool like that. I'm sure every question ain't idiotic. I'm sure every article isn't excoriating you. You got some supporters out there because it's impossible because anybody that knows you should support you. I support you. Penny Hardaway, I just want you to keep your cool. Remember, my brother, it's about the marathon, not the sprint. Sure, they're going to try to break you. Some people, not all, some of them, whoever they are. That ain't new to you, bro. You've been here before. You can handle it. Just be cool and do what you're doing. That's all I want to say.
Fair enough. We'll leave it on that note. I'm with it. Ignore the noise. We all got to try to do that. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod. You get cash, you get cash. There he is, Sam Asho, looking like cash. Everybody does, because it's Molly's deal. And I share my money, unlike someone. Not pointing fingers, some people hoard. Stephen A., we want to start with you. Bengals wideout Ja'Marr Chase, kids, the truth, has been on a tear all season. Do you expect him to keep it rolling? Is he getting a touchdown this weekend?
Yes, he's special.
Easy money. Yes, sir. Acho, your turn. Speaking of the Bengals, their quarterback Joe Burrow had a record-breaking season. Will he throw for 2 touchdowns against Tennessee Mike Vrabel's defense?
He will. Mike Vrabel and Tennessee's defense is not strong on the back end. Passing defense 25th in the NFL. You will see Joe Burrow get more than 2 touchdowns.
Easy money. Back to you, Stephen A. Will that bad man have a bad game, or will he go off and throw for 3 touchdowns? I said 3 versus San Francisco.
Well, he's going to go off. It just ain't going to be 3 touchdowns. He'll hand it off.
That's not going off then.
He'll move down the field, throw for over 300 yards. He'll just hand it off to Dylan or Jones to get in the end zone when they're close by in the red zone. He'll throw 2 touchdowns.
Sounds like it's fluid and it's waffling. Back to Acho. Who will have more passing yards in the showdown versus Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford? More passing yards for those two.
I'm going with Tom Brady. Yes, he's going to get pressure on him. He's going to get sacked a few times and pressured. But Tom Brady is that dude for a reason. He will have more passing yards than Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, let's not forget, has to go against Tampa Bay's defense, too. It's not just the Rams' defense. It's Tampa Bay's defense that can play. And so I'm going Tom Brady, more passing yards.
Teflon Tom, good money right there. Stephen A., another quarterback showdown featuring the young guns. We'll be between Patty Mahomes and Josh Allen. Which one do you think will have more passing yards?
I'm going to say Allen. I think both of them are going to get off, but I find Buffalo's defense to be better than Kansas City's. So even though Patrick Mahomes is going to get his, I think the road to prosperity is going to be a little tougher for him than it will be for Josh Allen.
All right, Acho, let's keep making folks money. Let's pick these games, all right, shall we? Bengals, Titans, right. Who you got and why?
I'm going with the Titans. The reason why is that their defense, especially on the defensive line, is going to get after the quarterback. Joe Burrow was sacked a league-leading 51 times. You got Denico Autry, Jeffrey Simmons, both getting after the quarterback. And so that's going to be the difference in this game. That defense of Tennessee knocking down, hitting, bothering, and buffling Joe Burrow.
Stephen A., Niners, Packers. You're obviously going with that Batman,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Jimmy Garoppolo going to Lambeau Field, please. There's no way in hell I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers.
Running games travel. But I want
Deebo Samuel. I want George Kittle. I want Elijah Mitchell to know it ain't about y'all. I believe in y'all. I'll be damned if I believe in porn star Jimmy at Lambeau Field. No, I do not believe that. And also, Nick Bosa suffering that head injury against Dallas the way they did. We don't know how well he's going to be or if he even is going to be available for this weekend. Yeah. I think that's devastating to San Francisco's defense as well. That's why I'm going with the Green Bay Packers.
Let Jimmy G live. All right. Rams,
I ain't got no problems.
Who you got, Sam?
I got the Bucks in this one. Once again, Tom Brady's going to elevate the level of play, not just for him, but for his entire team and their defense. Talk about the quarterbacks all you want. Todd Bowles is on that sideline, defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay, telling everybody the play.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that sometimes Stafford can be careless with the football. Stephen A., last game here, Bills, Chiefs, AFC matchup at Arrowhead. Are you leaning towards Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? This one's tough. Excuse me.
Bless you. It's a pick 'em to me. But I think that Bills defense combined with Josh Allen, I'm going to pick it. I think it would be a mild upset, if an upset at all. I'm going to go with the Bills this weekend. I don't like going against my brother
Bills
from another.
Mafia?
I don't
you,
like.
Wait, are you showing Bills Mafia love?
No, I'm showing Josh Allen love. I don't like going against my brother from another mother, Travis Kelce, whose decision making is impeccable, by the way. But the point that I'm making is that Josh Allen, combined with Diggs, Sanders, and that defense, if Buffalo don't win now, when will they win? Because Cincinnati and them are coming.
Sam Acho, great to see you. Great suit, Stephen A. It's a pleasure. Bye, guys.
Good to see you.